From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Global chemical weapons inspectors entered the Syrian town of Douma on Tuesday. That's the town where a suspected chemical attack killed dozens of people earlier this month. The U.S. and France are worried that the site may have already been tampered with. VOA correspondent Bill Gallo reports.
The U.S. and its allies blame the regime of Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad for the deadly chemical weapons attack. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert told Al Hurra the United States is pushing for a renewed focus on the so-called Geneva process the United Nations began in 2012 as a roadmap for ending the Syrian conflict with a new constitution and elections. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Russia said Tuesday it did not understand the basis for British and U.S. allegations that it was conducting a global cyber espionage campaign. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters in a conference call that the two countries have not presented any evidence.
Neither our colleagues in the U.S. nor our colleagues in Britain still don't bother to search for any kind, even weak reasoning. So the essence and the unfounded nature of these accusations hasn't changed.
On Monday, the United States and Britain announced that Russian government-backed hackers had infected computer routers around the world, targeting government agencies, businesses, and critical infrastructure. At least one protester was killed in a protest Tuesday in the Pakistani city of Karachi. Angry protesters accused police of negligence in the case of the rape and murder of a 6-year-old girl. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron warned Tuesday that Europe is splintering into a civil war between democratic and authoritarian states. VOA correspondent Jill Craig reports.
The visit will be an opportunity for the two leaders to...
Macron declared that for a Europe faced with authoritarianism, the answer is not democratic authoritarianism, but the authority of democracy. He won election last year against far-right anti-immigration candidate Marine Le Pen and has advanced his pro-Europeanism views in the face of populist leanings elsewhere on the continent. Most lawmakers gave him a standing ovation, but nationalists from Britain, France, and elsewhere sat in silence. Jill Craig, VOA News.
Police fired tear gas at Shiite Muslim protesters Tuesday in the Nigerian capital Abuja during a second day of fights with demonstrators who are demanding the release of their religious leader. Ibrahim Sakzazi has been imprisoned without being charged since December 2015. More than 200 South Sudanese child soldiers were freed Tuesday in a ceremony in Bakawiri near the city of Yambio. 40 of the children marched in a symbolic military parade, then laid down their weapons and removed their military uniforms, as they were told to do by a commanding officer. The UN Children's Fund estimates that 19,000 South Sudanese children are still being held by armed groups across the country. Myanmar's President Win Myint announced Tuesday he would release about 8,500 prisoners. A spokesman said the amnesty includes 51 foreigners, as well as 36 people listed as political prisoners by the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners, an activist group based in Thailand. The amnesty does not include two Reuters news agency reporters who are charged with possessing secret official documents. The journalists had been reporting on the brutal military campaign in Rakhine State that has driven hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims across the border into Bangladesh since last August. And scientists say fragments of a meteorite that fell to Earth more than a decade ago provide compelling evidence of a lost planet that once roamed our solar system. Researchers from Switzerland, France, and Germany published their study Tuesday. They examined diamonds found inside the meteorite and concluded they were most likely formed by a protoplanet at least 4.5 billion years ago. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.